Penny Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello, everybody. For those of you watching, I forgot to change the card that says what today's thing is. It says, oh my goodness, it's always something. It's always something. Hello, Renee. Hello, Pamela. How are you? Welcome into the chat room. Chat room, sayest thou? Yeah, if you're listening on 1-2 Radio, welcome. If you're watching on YouTube and listening on YouTube, welcome. We have a chat room. Come into the chat room. Today is not about Samhain. I did that. Oh, man. I did that last week. I forgot to change the card as to what today's show is about. Today is about the royalty of Tarot. This is old dog. Old woo, woo, woo. Woof, woof. I'm an old woof, woof. And I just can't seem to get this stuff down. Wowie. It's a lot of technical stuff, honestly. And these new tricks are just, I'm getting a lot of it. You're going to see today. I've got a lot of visuals for you to look at. The audio will be moi and moi. And the visuals will be some cards for you to look at. But the royalty, I'm done flagellating myself. Someday I'm going to get it all right. I will do one show where everything is correct. And I will be absolutely flabbergasted when I do that. I haven't done it yet. I think I did one that was right. But and I've been here, and I made sure I went through my checklist with mental. I should actually have one where I write it down, but I haven't done that yet. So, God. I forgot to start the lava lamp. You know, you've got to start these things a couple hours, three ahead of time. I forgot that. I've done that many times before. I just love the thing. I mean, it's not for effect. I like it. I mean, I run it, all the time. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is the 12th of November, 2025. Now, if you are the type who likes to get a reading, then you should go to 12listen.com, where they have discounted readings all day long today. Joe, my friend, Joe is in the house. Hello, Joe. How are you? God, it's good to see you. I knew Joe from the time we were little kids. Went to grade school together, junior high together, high school for a little bit together. And, we were young together. And I've always admired Joe very, very much. And I admire him even more now. He's a wonderful human being and a tremendous influence on this planet. That's what I'll say about my friend Joe. And I love him very much. Good to see you, Joe. Thank you. You are honoring me by being here. So here we are. So like I was saying, today's 1-2 day, if you go to 12listen.com, you can get a deal on a reading from a trusted psychic advisor, tarot reader, astrologer, that sort of thing. So there you are. But listen in on the show. If you're anxious to get there, you can come back. And Joe's here live. I know you are, Joe, and that's cool, because otherwise I see this thing It's a little chat room box. And by the way, while we're talking today, if you have questions about, and you're listening live, if you have questions about the royalty in Tarot, and I'll be showing you cards, actually from my deck, because I don't have the copyrights to other decks, and I don't want to infringe. I've been plagiarized many times over the years. The most famous person, company to plagiarize me was Waterford Crystal. That's right. They lifted an article I wrote. The article was on AOL, and they lifted it, and I wrote them and said, "Will you send me a vase?" And they did not. They just said, "Tough, you know, you have an attorney?" I said, "No, I don't have an attorney." "Hello, Quelly, how are you? Wednesday blessings to you." So I would not want to do that to somebody else. So that's, ta-da. That's the name of that tune, whatever that means. So, royalty in Tarot. Royalty is one of the hardest, I think, ideas to get your head around when it comes to reading the cards. Why? Joe's first time. Yeah, it is the first time ahead of you on tech. Well, it's hard for me, Joe, that I've always leave something out or break something, or one time I couldn't even speak. It's just ridiculous, but I'm getting it. I'll figure about the time I decide to quit doing this, I will have gotten it all down. So why are the royalties so hard? Because there are many misconceptions, I think. I've been working with Tarot now for about over 60 years. That's how old I am. It's been a long time. But the idea is that a lot of people have misconstrued the meaning of royalty cards. Now, first of all, let us discuss the fact that Tarot did not start out as a tool for divination. It did not. It's a game. A game, a game, a game. It's a game. Game. And I really have to stress that, because there are so many people who say it started out as this mystical, hidden thing with things that were supposed to be, you know, hidden. No, not at all. Well, it was hidden because in the beginning it was for gambling. The cards were for gambling. Well, it started out as a game, and then a lot of gambling went on, and the church, some people in the church frowned upon it, other people in the church played games with it. And so consequently, depending upon whom was at the helm, you either had to hide it or not hide it. So, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, when the things like Inquisitions and so on came along, and they said, "No, you can't do this. You can't have this way of thinking," the way of thinking being that there are other ways of doing things, such as having holidays and thinking about this or that. They decided that they would have other thoughts, and they would slide those other thoughts into the cards. Very clever. Very clever indeed. For example, there are 22 Hebrew letters, and there are 22 major arcana cards. Now, that's not an accident in the standard Tarot deck that we use today, because there were some decks where there were 80 major arcana cards. You know, 7 liberal arts and sciences, and the 5 orders of architecture, the Tuscan, the Doric, the Ionic, the Corinthian, and the Composite. Not gone yet. Close, but not completely. So we have all these different sorts of things going on, you know, all these interesting ways of kind of boiling things down. But once upon a time, there were these 5 things, these elemental forces. And there were even, there was a belief that there were elemental beings. Now, we're going to talk about 4 of them. And those were, there was fire, water, air, earth, and of course there was spirit. And spirit was the quintessence, the 5th element. Huh? Isn't that cool? The 5th element was the quintessence, meaning 5th element. So There was fire, water, air, and earth. And the beings of fire were known as salamanders. And, of course, you've heard of salamanders, the little lizards that were believed to live in fireplaces, and they would scurry out. But, of course, the salamanders were the beings of fire. They were believed to be the elementals of fire. Then the water beings were the undines. Mermaids, mermen, and there were others as well that were believed to be water. And then air are the sylphs, sylphine beings. And then the fourth you'll have heard of many, many times, and those were the gnomes. And the gnomes were believed to be the beings of the earth. Gnomes. They're oh so cute, aren't they, the gnomes? With their pointy hats, their red pointy hats, and their pointy beards, and all of that, and this and that. And interestingly enough, now I'm just going to tell you this. I think I've seen gnomes from time to time. I think I've seen all of them from time to time. The sylphs are crystalline. If you've ever been outside on an extremely cold day, very, very, very cold, and you've seen those ice crystals in the sky, that's kind of what sylphs are like. Some people will take pictures of very strange cloud formations and say, those are the sylphs. I don't know. I mean, sylphs are, I don't know. Let's not get into that today, because people think I'm crazy enough as it is. And I don't know. Maybe they're right. who knows? But gnomes are not tiny. They're not like, I don't think, as in Harry Potter. Mr. Potter, I don't know if any of you remember Welcome Back, Cotter, but that's a different story. Taking notes, are you, Pamela? Good. Well, I don't want to mislead you, so I'll be more careful with my words. But no, I have seen things, and you see them out of the corner of your eye. And that's the key. There's a couple of things I've seen quite directly. I was doing a lot of work with the elementals, and there are ways to do that. The Golden Dawn by Israel Regardi, this book right here. This is, I have a big volume of this, the Falcon Press version. And of course, there's the four volume version, if you can get a hold of it. That's what I started with back when I was in college at Louisiana State University. They had the four volume version on the shelves, original version, which was kind of a thrill. My friend, the Druid, turned me onto that. That was my first time with that. And this will tell you kind of how to get involved with these things. And the way you do that is through the tattvas. We spoke a little of the tattvas, didn't we? I don't remember. I don't keep notes of what I've spoken of, so maybe I've talked about these things before. But I was doing quite a bit of work many years ago on these things. And the nice thing about this Golden Dawn version with Israel Regardi, the paperback, is that it has something none of the other versions have, and that's an index. And trust me, with that book, you really do want an index. It's quite helpful. Quite helpful indeed. But the whole point is that I'll tell you my story. So one day I'm driving along, and I've just been doing work with... Well, what you do is you concentrate on a specific tattva, and the tattvas are five, and there are these five tattvas are an oval or an egg shape, and the egg shape can be indigo or dark purple or even black, and that is known as, get ready for it, akasha. Ha ha! How do you like that? It's Hindu, you see. Yes. All the bells and whistles going off, right? And that is spirit, and it's known as akasha. And yes, it came first. Okay. And so you have a little square, a little brown or yellow square. The name escapes me. Well, it'll come to me. You have a red triangle. That's fire. I'm not going to look for their Hindu names in the vault here because the hinges are so rusty lately. And maybe that's why I'm doing this series, because, things are kind of running away. I'm kind of losing the old marbles. So before they all run away, I'm just going to get as much down as I can. So we have the red triangle, which is fire. And we have a crescent moon, which is silver and glistening. It's just beautiful. And that is, I believe that's opposite. It doesn't matter. And that's water. And then there is a blue circle, sky blue, which is, I think that's Vayu. I could be wrong. But that's air. And earth is, I said, that. And I think I might be missing one, but it doesn't matter. So I was doing meditations on that square. And we were driving somewhere, and I looked out of the corner of my eye, and there was standing in armor, rusty armor, a very large, like 4 to 5 feet tall gnome with teeth. It was, but he had like, armor, and he was grinning at me, and I was, to say I was startled is an it's understating it. I was startled, and I was driving, and so I just went, what in the world am I seeing? And I looked again, and what it was a large water hydrant sort of thing. It was a big curved thing that was rusty, and I was like, oh my god, what am I looking at? And it was that, but I know what I saw. I know what I saw. I saw a gnome in armor standing there grinning at me. That's what happens. Those are the elemental beings. Now, they rule our everything. At least that's the theory, and we're talking about all the stuff that we understand, because they're not like friendly. We shouldn't make that mistake, but they're also not like terribly unfriendly either. They just are. And so magicians, quote unquote, in the past would utilize them. If they could, it's not that you utilize them. What you're trying to do, let's say you're trying to get something done. You try to get them to help you, right? Because it's like saying, okay, I want to fly a kite. You're going to use the wind to help you get your kite off the ground, right? That's all you're doing. You're using nature to help you. So you say, let me get nature to help me a little bit here. And that's what the royalty are. They are those forces of nature. Aleister Crowley said that the forces of nature are blind. The blind forces of nature. It's good to remember that. Now, in Tarot, people often will describe the royalty as personalities, people's personalities. I think that's very simplistic, because none of us are that easy to get along with. We're just not. But we'll talk about that. We will discuss that when we get to that place. We'll discuss some of these things. I have some visual aids. I have my own tarot deck that I created many years ago. It's the only deck that I use anymore. And so what I did is I have put my royalty cards on this doohickey, this computer, and I'm going to use the gizmo to show them to you so I can kind of exemplify how I feel about the royalty. There are personalities. They have personalities. And in general, they also represent things that happen in our world, but they also represent possibilities, and they also represent opportunities, and they represent things like weather, and they represent ideas, and Gosh, they represent all sorts of things. They represent time frames. For example, some of these cards are slower than others. You know, that's just some things are going to be slow. For example, the Prince of Discs is going to be a slower energy than the Knight of Discs. It's just going to be slower. And you'll see that when I show you those cards. The Knight of Swords isn't necessarily a patient card. You don't want to get in the Knight of Swords' way. And the Knight of Wands' way, you absolutely don't want to get in his way. And the Knight of Cups' way. As a matter of fact, the Cups in general, the Knights in general, you don't want to get in their ways at all. So let's talk about that for a second. What do the Knights represent? All the Knights represent the fiery part of their suit, of their energy. So the Knight of Wands represents the fiery part of fire, because all wands represent fire, right? Yes, that's true. So all wands represent fire. All cups represent water. All swords represent air. And all discs represent earth. Ta-da! Now you understand, Tarot. Begin reading and start charging. No, it's more complicated than that, but that's a good start. So, the Knight of Wands represents the fiery part of fire. And what is the fiery part of fire? Well, interestingly enough, that's the part above the flame. That's the part that can actually ignite the best. And that's where most of the heat is concentrated, is the fiery part of fire, that part above the flame. So that's the Knight of Wands, okay? The Queen of Cups represents the watery part of fire. You'll see her. And the Knight of Cups represents the airy part of fire, because all the knights represent the airy part. And the Princess of Cups represents the earthy part of fire. So what you do as an aspiring student, or if you're like me, an addle-brained student of these things, is you spend a lot of time, sometimes in the middle of the night, saying, what is the fiery part of this? What is the airy part of this? And you realize that on our level, there are no pure forms of this, right? So a train, what are all the elementals thrown together in a train? And there is no right or wrong answer. So you're saying, okay, what is the watery part of a train? Well, that would be, if it were a steam locomotive, it would be the water inside of it. But if since it's not, it's the undulatory movement of a train on a track. Simple. That's not simple. But what is the fiery part of a train? Could it be the what would be the fiery part of a train? The sound? I don't know. The chugga chugga chugga. I don't know. You could maybe the light that goes back and forth, cutting through the darkness like a lightsaber. Yes. That would be pretty good. You could say, okay, what is the airy part of it? The sound at night. Man, I used to live not far from some railroad tracks, and in the middle of the night with my window open in the summertime, I could hear that. And I just loved that sound, you know. The earthy part would be the rumbling that it would cause. Oh, man, I mean, you do this about everything. A horse. What is the fiery part of a horse? It's temperament. You know, horses can be very temperamental. What is the airy part of a horse? Well, their incredible speed, how swiftly they can run. And you do this with everything you know. Elementalism is about life. It's about life. Forget about Aristotle. You're not going to get into the different humors and all that. You're doing this about life. And you're trying to figure out, what are these things all about? What are they about? What? How do they interpret into life? Because when you're doing readings, when you're speaking to someone and you flip over a card, and you flip over, let's say, the Queen of Swords, and you see this card, and you think, and my sweet Queen of Swords is standing back. She's clouds, and you'll see it. And she's behind a mountain, and she's doing this like, I'm not ready yet. I'm waiting. Waiting for what? Patience. Patience. Ah, right? And you think, wow, what is that? And you understand this elemental energy, and you think, and you're able to talk to your client, or you're able to answer your own question because you understand the concept, right? Elementalism is a wonderful thing to think about. It's a wonderful thing to ponder. It's like playing ping pong or tennis, or don't play pickleball. I've had so many clients in the past who have had shattered bones and torn muscles from pickleball. Now, maybe it's a great game. I believe not for me. Now, actually, I will take that back. Play it if you want to play it. But I've just, the people I've known who played it have been, you know, and I don't want to get sued by the Pickleball Association of whatever. But it just seems like old people like to play it. I like to play pinball. I actually had a dear friend who was going to give me a pinball machine, but he never got the one I wanted in. I was just much too picky. Don't you think if you can have a pinball machine in your house, it should be the right pinball machine? Not just when you say, okay, it's okay, I want this. Because it's good. I mean, you have to, you know, it's got to be the right machine. I knew the one I wanted. It didn't come. And the poor guy, rest his soul, he passed. Such a nice man. I really, really liked him very much. But I like to play pinball. I can no longer bowl because of my back. Anyway, so when we talk about timing, you should get timing pretty quickly. Let's take a look at these cards that I have done, and we'll go to my visual aids department. Let's begin here. And let's start with the Queen of Wands. I'm very fond of the Queens. Okay? Here's the Queen of Wands. I had Pele in mind, the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes. Now, lava can flow either very, very quickly, or it can take its time. It can, this can go, you know, slowly, so slowly. Or it get, and you get the rainbow there because of the heat and the, you know. So here we have this is the Queen of Wands. She's going to give you a kiss. Are you going to kiss her? You want to. I think she's beautiful. But you can see that there is lava flowing down the side of this red volcano here. And I did that quite on purpose. And there's, you know, lava spewing out of the top. And the whole point here is that you don't know if it's going to be fast or slow. Temper. So the personality type here is someone who may be of a temper. Yes. So if you get this about, so I'm working for someone and you turn this card over and you say, be careful, because she or he, now don't make the mistake of thinking that this has always got to be a woman. It can be a child. It can be anything. Doesn't have to be. Don't fall into those stereotypes, because those stereotypes are, in fact, wrong, I think. It's telling you something very important. Because when you talk about lava, I mean, this thing can explode, kaboom, anytime. But the rainbow's there. Remember what the rainbow is? It's a promise. It's a covenant, isn't it? Yeah. And that's why it's there. Now, covenants get broken. But here is this idea. I love this concept that because in the Crowley deck, the Queen of Wands has her hand on a leopard. Her hand is on a leopard. And all she has to do is lift their hand, and that leopard comes and devours you. I like my idea here, because this is right there. You get the kiss. Either it's a kiss of hello or goodbye. And it all has to do with that fiery energy. You know? So that's the Queen of Wands. It can be, the timing is uncertain, so you might have to pull another card. So if you pulled, let's say, the adjustment card here. This is my adjustment card. It's in the underworld. There's an ibis, and there's Amit. You know, the thing of the soul. And Or if you pulled cruelty, oh my God, you know, these are heavy-duty cards. And so we're talking an extended period of time. This would be the slow. You would say, oh, that's going to be slow, you see. I would say that. That's going to be an extended period of time, not quick, not quick at all. So if someone's going to say there's going to be a trial here, someone did something terrible, it's going to take a while. You know, or something did something and it's not so terrible, it's going to take a while, okay? Or something did something and it's going to happen fast, blah, blah, blah. So there's one queen. She's the watery part of fire. And you can see that there, I think. All right? All right, next. Let's go to the next queen. Ah, here's the Queen of Wands. Now, or Queen of Swords. Now, in the Crowley deck and in lots of other decks, you see a woman sitting on a throne with a sword in her hand, usually the point down. Now, the point down in most decks means truth realized. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that, but they should. Here's a Bic pen, right? Bic pen. These Bic pens were great in junior high school. They made great blowguns, you know. But point down, truth realized. Point up for a sword, trying to find the truth. Or invocation, evocation, right? Well, that's right, in tarot. But anyway, she has the point down, which means she has realized the truth. But she also has in her hand a head. Or is it a mask? Well, that's for you to decide, depending upon the situation. But it's a story. Now, the story is of Judith and Holofernes. Who was Holofernes? He was a general who came in and killed all the people, all the men, in Judith's tribe, including her husband, her sons, her brothers, her, you know, everybody. And she was gorgeous. Gorgeous. And she's shown topless. Might have been on the coast of France. Kidding. Kidding. You have to laugh a little, you know. That's a terrible story. So she goes to the gates and she offers herself. She says, I want to see who's in charge here. Who's in charge here? You know, and they're like, she says, my eyes are up here. Look up here. You know. And so they finally get Holofernes, this general, and he comes. He says, what do you want? He says, you've killed everybody who can take care of me. So, buddy, you have to take care of me now. So he says, I don't trust you. She says, you can trust me. Who's going to take? So this is what she does. She goes in and she stays with him and lives with him. And he doesn't sleep because he takes advantage of, you know, Hama Hama. And she gives herself quite willingly to him. And this goes on for a long, 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 long time. And finally, he trusts her. He trusts her completely. And what's she do? Righto. She cuts his head off. So that's about patience, that story. Judith and Holofernes. And I like this much better. I mean, it's not about vengeance. This is not, but there's a story about that energy of the Queen of Swords. So you got to watch the Queen of Swords energy. Smart as a whip. She is the airy part of Cups, you know, very intelligent. And you don't want to ever underestimate this energy, this card. So I've chosen to show that, and you don't always see, because you know clouds don't make up anything. And we're talking about sylphs. So when you look up and see sylphs, you're not seeing sylphs, you're seeing the result of what they do. So, and this is like a valley. And you see how there are some trees here in the front? Can you see that? Trees in the front. And there's clouds kind of being held back. When she real, you know, lets her hands down, whoomph, right? So you want to realize that this is something is waiting. Something is waiting here. It hasn't happened yet. And when it's time, it'll happen, but it'll happen, boom, pretty much all at once. So there's kind of, this is timing. Something is hanging on here. It's not happening yet. It's not happening yet. See? See how these cards kind of work? And I really wanted to get that across. That's what that was about. But personality-wise, extremely intelligent, but also very patient. And I think the word ruthless comes to mind. Absolutely ruthless. Those of you listening on the radio who are not able to see this, don't worry. You can go to YouTube. It's YouTube at moabdelbaki.com. M-O-A-B-D-E-L-B-A-K-I. You don't forget the .com. There's no .com. Okay. So that's that. Okay. We have to keep moving. I have to keep moving because there are 16 cards and I've gone through two of them. So, and I just want to make sure we get them all. Personality-wise, like I said, would you trust this person? Generally, I think you can, unless I do reversals. Reversed? Man, you've got a nightmare. Okay, that's just me. But I'm not going to get into reversals today. Let's just talk about these cards as they are. Queen of Cups. That's the Queen of Discs. Oh, yeah, that's the Queen of Discs. That's not the Queen of Cups. Queen of Discs. The Queen of Discs is responsible for all the water in the earth, which is oases, the oases. So that's all fresh water. And she's real tiny there. You can barely see her. I don't think I can zoom in. I don't know what I can do with this program. I think I might be able to make her a lot bigger, but I don't want to, truthfully, I don't want to mess everything up. So I'm just going to let it be. You can zoom in later when you watch this, or you can do it now and try and zoom in on her with your, you know, with your, whatever you do with your computer. But she's very sweet, and she's in charge of this water aquifer here, whatever that thing is. And you can see that there are fresh water sources here. She's busy. She's very, very busy. And so you're talking about someone who is probably not able to really deal with you much because they're responsible for a lot. Get it? Does that make sense? So constantly involved, and they are pretty well hydrated people too. I'm kidding. But maybe they are. So this is a very important aspect of this, that they're responsible for nourishment and taking care of others. But also, this is a constant energy, drawing the moisture from the earth up and out. So this is something that is happening all the time, nurturing, caring. Do you see? It's a constant thing. So timing is very specific on this, and I think you can see that. Okay? I don't know what else to say about that. Now let's go to the Queen of Cups. I like the Queen of Cups. You can see her back there. She's got a very nice face, which you can't see because it's really kind of too small there. But you can see that there is water coming from her hands, life-giving, fresh, clean water, because she is the watery part of water. Now, in this case, it's not really just water. It's life. It's life emotion, and she, life emotion, whatever. And there's a beaver dam there, and there is a beaver hut, whatever they build. It's a Bucky's, I'm sure. And there's the beaver, and one time I was doing a reading, and I got this card, and I would swear to you that I saw two beavers. I would just swear to you. And I don't think there are two beavers there. I drew this. I mean, I could lift the card, but I don't think there was two beavers there. And I said to the person, oh, she has two kids, right? And the person said, yes, she has two kids. And I later on thought, I didn't draw two beavers. And so, I mean, it's really kind of fascinating how this business works of ours. It's absolutely marvelous. She's beautiful. So this is nurturing, caring. This is also a constant energy, but a different sort of one. This is so caring. The watery part of water. This is mom in the truest form. This is the, this, we all know this energy, or hope we do. Yeah, hope we do. And it may not be our mothers, you know? It may be, if we've had several mothers or several people who have been women in our lives, there may be one person that fits this. But it, more than that, you figure this out, okay? Yeah, okay. Don't want to get too maudlin here. This is the Princess of Discs. I don't have them in a very specific order. The Princess of Discs, you can see, is there's no princess, is there? She's, but there's a glow, and it's hidden behind these thorns, these very difficult thorns. This is from a motif that's in Crowley's deck, because I like this idea that you don't get through this easily, because she's the earthy part of Earth. All the princesses do two things. They protect their altars, okay? Sacred. And they're pregnant, so they also propagate their species. Now, there's a myth that goes along with the royalty in Tarot. Once upon a time, there was a knight and a princess who met. The knight and the princess fell in love, and the knight and the princess got together, and the princess became pregnant, and the princess had a set of twins, a boy and a girl. And the girl stayed, and she grew up to become the princess of the kingdom, and the knight went away. Sometimes the knight knows who he is. More than often than not, he doesn't know who he is. He ends up living with his aunt and uncle on Tatooine, you know? Mm-hmm. You get it? So, and yes, George Lucas spoke to Joseph Campbell about that storyline before he made Star Wars. It's very much in line with old traditional mythologies. So the princess, this card represents that glow. It's the story of Snow White. It's the story of Sleeping Beauty. It's the story of all of them, right? The princess. She is golden. She is the earthy part of the earth. She handles it all. She is the matriarch. And these stories are about matriarchal energies being passed on because they have that lineage. That's why some religions are specifically matriarchal, like Judaism is matriarchal. Right? Right. So that's what she is. And this is about stability. So timing-wise, very stable. Yeah, this is strong and firm. And you don't get here easily. How easy it is to get a degree from this university? Not easy. You get this card? Just not easy. You've got to really work at it. They value it. If it's reversed, it might be easier than you think, you know? At least that's, of course, other cards are needed to interpret properly. Okay? So, but this is that card. It's that card. She's golden. She's a glow in the forest. Yeah? All right. That's the Princess of Discs. I got to keep moving. Ah, wait a minute. Princess of Swords. Where the heck is she? Where is she? Well, she's up in here somewhere. I'm pointing. You can't see where I'm pointing. But take a look in the pond below. That's where you can see a face reflected back. She's in the cloud above, but she's very shy. The Princess of Swords is very shy. Why? Because she's the earthy part of air. Well, what does that mean? Air is intellect. Air is thought. What is the airy part of that? Well, it's kind of getting things done, but there's more to it than that. She doesn't show herself easily. You'll have to think about this one. And I specifically wanted the reflection of this princess to be easier to see than the princess herself. Okay? I did that on purpose. Mull that over. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? There are some things that are just very hard to contemplate, but you can see their reflections easier. Think about that. Because it's like ideas. We get ideas, and the ideas are hard to put into words. But when you begin to try to flesh them out, you have to draw a picture. Or you have to take the idea and, you know, right? Do you get it? The princess is evasive. She's elusive. But she's powerful. Well, I got to keep moving here. Got to keep moving. We're running. The princess of discs. Okay? The earthy part of earth. This is, I call her the hippie chick. She's cold. It's icy. The earthy part of earth. Of water, I'm sorry, not earth. The earthy part of water. Ice. But she's not cold. She just is icy and sometimes. I always think about Janis Joplin when I think about this energy. And a lot of people don't like Janis Joplin. I happen to think she was very gifted. But then, you know, so-called baby boomer. I prefer peace and love generation. But she's the embodiment of emotion and love. But she also can be very, very cold and can ice you out. So you have to be able to deal with both. Now, as far as ice goes, this is timing, which means it can take a very, very long time, right? Very long time. So you have to think about that. And I did that on purpose because the earthy part of water, I mean, now the polar ice caps are melting, you know, ice shelves are cracking off and calving at a horrendous rate. But you have to keep that in mind, okay? So, but that's who she is. And even though one of her eyes is covered with glass, with hair, she can see you. Don't ever, you know, I'm having to go quickly, sorry. One of my favorites. One of my favorites, for sure. And that is the Princess of Wands. The flame in the fire, right? The flame in the fire, in the candle, just the earthy part of fire, and that's the flame itself. There she is, dancing, and I used to, you know, we would do what we did back then, recreationally, and I'd stare into a candle or into a fireplace or wherever there was a flame, campfire. And I'd see her, and she'd dance, and she'd walk back and forth across the flames. And who's to say she wasn't real? I know you're thinking this guy's crazy, and maybe, like I say, it could be. But that's her. And she's beautiful, and she's hot, and she'll burn you if you make a mistake. But she's enticing, isn't she? But she's also, you know, an elemental force, and there are many different versions of, I'm not going to get into it all, but the earthy part of fire, timing-wise, it's utilitarian, it's temporary. Keep that in mind, okay? Gotta keep moving. Here's a better picture of the whole thing, okay? There she is, on the candle. Let's see. Oh, I had a question. Joe said, I like Janis Joplin and Candy Gibbons of the Zephyrs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ben Zephyr. Yeah. Originals. Now, here is the Prince. We're getting through these. Well, we have still a lot. Here is the Prince of Wands. I decided to use a jack-o'-lantern just for the just for the energy. Energetic, fiery, the airy part of fire. And you can see that he has burned everything around him. Never make a mistake about this energy. It's dynamic and it is slightly explosive. Be careful with this energy. It's going to happen. It's going to happen fast. It's going to be with you for a little bit, and it can burn you up if you're not careful. Those are autumn leaves around him. So be if you're timing for a part of time of the year, it's about this time of year, but do be careful. Don't get in the way of it. I may not get through all this today. I'll do what I can, okay? But that's the energy here. You have to be careful with this energy, because it can, someone like this can kind of, nope, mistake, that can burn you up. Here is the airy part of air. Ha! Tornadoes. And this is complete chaos. You've met people like this, people who are in their minds, they know what they're doing, but they're just constantly a whirl and just chaotic, and they can be constant trouble. This is it. This is happening fast and furious. And if someone like that, you get this energy around you, this is get out of the way. You can't deal with it. You can't reckon with it. You just have to stand back. Okay? That's the Prince of Swords. Here's the Prince of Cups. The kind of the horror show, you know? When this energy comes into your life, this is coming in out of the fog. You have to be careful because it can be very scary. This is a Victorian street. It's foggy. And here comes this energy. And you have to, you know, it can be a blessing, or it can be, this is the airy part of the cups of water. So this can be the emotional, but it's the intellectual part of emotion. We all know what the intellectual part of emotion can be. It can be kind of a nightmare, right? I think so. I have to go quick. Sorry. And here we have Taurus energy in the Prince of Discs, which is the airy part of Earth. Here he is hiding out in a field. You know, you can see him. He stuck his head up for you to see him, but he keeps his distance with his horns, and he's got a face. You just can't quite see it there. He's there. I wouldn't try and get too close to him. He'll move away, or he may decide to attack. It's, you never know with this guy. But this is the energy, as far as timing goes, is it's very kind of sedate. It's not going to happen right away. You have to wait. Don't you see that? I think you can see that. I've only got four to go. I'm going to keep going here. One of my favorites. I love doing this card. This card surprised me. You can see, I don't know if you can see, there are a bunch of people around that wicker man. And this is actually not a wicker man with someone in it. I left that part out. People are worshiping this thing, or not worshiping it, but cheering it along. And lightning is striking it, which is what happens every year when they do this. And that's the Knight of Wands, fire. And get a load of this. I didn't realize this till after I had drawn it, and I promise you this. It's not a kidding you. This is true. Look at the face on this guy, you know? There's a face right in the middle there, if you look, and you can see he's sticking his arm out and his finger, and lightning is coming out of it. This card created itself. I was just drawing these lightning bolts, and that's what came of it. This is fast. This is instantaneous, and it's furious, right? I just love this card. I love how this came out. It just, this is the fiery part of fire, you know? Wow, I just love how this turned out. Let's keep going. Here we go. Let me take a look and see where I am. Right here. This is the Knight of Cups. And you can see there that this wave is about to overtake a lighthouse. That's him. right there. You can see him. And yes, I meant that. I see there's a face there, and he's about to overcome that lighthouse, but the lighthouse will survive. That's the fiery part of emotion. Drama King, you know, you've known them. You've seen them. Very fast energy, powerful energy. It's going to come, and then it's going to be gone. So this is, if you're in a relationship with someone like this, you know how that is. Here's the Knight of Swords. Tempestuous, moody, can be. Very intelligent, extremely intelligent, the fiery part of the intellect. Once again, can be dramatic, can be moody, but gets it done. And one more. And this is the fiery part of the earth. This is the Knight of Discs. And this is an earthquake happening. And that's that. Thank you, Joe. It's been quick. Normally this would be a several week study to really get into the depth of it, but this is just an overview and just a very kind of an impromptu, not totally, I mean, it just put off the top of my head discussion and right on time. Ta-da. So thank you for dropping in. Thank you all for being here in the chat room. I love you all very much, very, very much. Let me get back here to the right window. Here I am. Here you are. The lava lamp is still not doing anything. Ah, okay. All right. So that's just kind of a rundown. I think you can see that it's more than personalities. It's a lot more than personalities. And we'll do more sometime. I will do that again. Because there's a lot more to them. There's a lot more to them. And begin looking around you and just saying. And remember, there's no right answer, no wrong answer. It's just get used to thinking in those terms of the four elements. And you'll be very surprised at what you find. Thank you, Renee. For those of you listening, she said, always interesting. And I always think always weird, but thank you so much. I'm glad I can be interesting. I really am. Next week, we'll do something else. I'll try and do it beforehand so you know what's coming up, but I screw that up this week, too. Thank you, Renee. You have a wonderful week, too. All of you have a wonderful week. Until next time, I wish you all peace and love. And I will talk to you later. Bye-bye. Mwah.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3.